Good morning. This is the house of God. All are welcome here. It's my sad duty to let you know that Barbara Corbett died this morning. And I will be meeting with the family this afternoon, and we'll let you know as arrangements are made. For those who are with us on Facebook, please participate in worship by commenting or liking as worship proceeds. I encourage those of you who are present in the sanctuary to log into Facebook as well on your phone, turn the volume down, and interact with those who are worshiping with us online. Anybody who wants a bulletin that's not present in church, we are happy to email you a PDF version or mail you a physical version as well. So just let us know in the church office if you need a bulletin. The Centering Prayer Group will not meet this week, but will begin again on July 19th. And the Brown Bag Bible Study will also not meet this week, but will begin again on July 20th. There's a box for the Buckner Shoe Drive out in the narthex. If you have some lightly used or new shoes that you would like to donate for the Buckner Shoe Drive. The session this last Sunday voted several scholarships that I've been asked to let you know about. One is Brooklyn Stackey, who's a member of our choir, had requested a scholarship to help her pay for summer tuition. And they voted a $1,212 scholarship for her to pay that. And also, there is a young man who is the son of the Living Waters of the World representative in Honduras. I have gone to Honduras on several mission trips and met with him. He's been our liaison in Honduras. A wonderful guy who has come to the United States to train for Living Waters of the World and also for Solar Under the Sun. His son has a 4.0 online average at Heston University in Kansas, just north of Wichita, and would like to come for a year in-person studies. And we 1/4 of the cost of his coming to study is $4,800. And the church voted a scholarship to him of $4,800, and which has been sent to Heston College. Heston College is a Mennonite school and a two-year college. And anyway, we're happy to be able to build the relationship with those in South America who are looking to better themselves. And this is an opportunity for us to build on relationships that we've built through mission partnership in Honduras. So anyway, happy to be able to share that news about mission that we're doing both at home and abroad. Please stand as you're able for the call to worship. And let us begin with prayer. God of all nations and peoples, your Son commanded his disciples to preach and heal throughout the world. Grant us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the zeal to proclaim the good news of peace and justice, and gather all humanity into life with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now please participate in the call to worship. When we were low, God made us strong. When we were weak, God made us strong. When we were weeping, the Lord be with you. Let us worship God. Please remain standing as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 611. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Good thing there's forgiveness as as I'm finding new ways to make mistakes. The proof of God's amazing love is this. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us to wash away our sins. Faith in Him, we dare to approach the throne of God with confidence, asking for forgiveness of our sins. So in faith and in penitence, let us go to the throne of God using first the prayer of confession printed in the bulletin and then praying together in silence. Let us pray. God of perfect love, You continually bring forth life, transforming sadness to joy and despair to hope. We are weak, but You are strong. Our ways are flawed, but Your ways are true. We are seldom right, but You are never wrong. Forgive us, redeem us, transform us, take away the sin that burdens us, and restore us to the people You would have us be, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Who's in a position to condemn us? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. And Christ prays for us. So hear the good news and believe that in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, our sins are indeed washed away. We're new creatures able to live together in peace and in love. So now, as grateful, forgiven Christians, let's stand together and sing Glory to God. Peace of God's forgiveness. Let's pass that peace to one another. May the peace of Christ be with you. Okay. Peace of Christ be with you.
Thank you.
Peace of Christ be with you. Ken, peace of Christ be with you. Peace of Christ be with you. Sure enjoyed being with y'all. Thank you. Yeah, thanks. Peace of Christ
peace
be with
Christ.
You.
Thank you.
Linda, peace of Christ be with you. Ron, peace of Christ be with you. Terry, peace of Christ be with you. Phil, there's a Texas flag flying upside down on Highway 59, and I know it because of you.
Prayer for illumination. Faithful God, how blessed are we
are called by the waters of baptism to be the children of God. Guide us by the Spirit of truth to hear the word of life you speak and to give all glory, honor, and praise to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, the scripture today, the first one, is from Galatians 6, 1 through 10. My friends, if anyone is detected in a transgression, you who have received the Spirit should restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. For if those who are nothing think they are something, they deceive themselves. All must test their own work, then that work, rather than their neighbor's work, will become a cause for pride. For all must carry their own loads. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. Holy wisdom, holy words, thanks be to God.
The storm clouds gather.
Our next reading is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, beginning with verse 1. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, quote, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide. For the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near." Verse 16, "Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." End quote. The 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us." He said to them, "I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The word of the Lord. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On this weekend, when we celebrate our independence, perhaps it's a good time to remember the price. The words of the song by Up With People leap to my mind. Freedom isn't free. Freedom isn't free. You have to pay a price. You have to sacrifice for your liberty. It seems Jesus was saying something similar to the wider group of disciples in this passage. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus had sent the 12 apostles out into the mission field. In this passage, in Luke chapter 10, Jesus sends 70 followers out into the mission field. And interestingly, this mission trip does not begin with promises of fun and exciting locations. This is not an opportunity for mission tourism. Jesus tells the volunteers to pack light. Jesus is purposefully telling the group that they're not going to be self-sufficient. The missionaries, who are not made up of Jesus' inner circle of disciples, but are made up of Jesus' congregation, are to go out into the mission field and rely on the people they visit. They are to rely on the people whose homes they visit for the very requirements of life. These followers of Jesus are going into situations that are not secure. These followers of Jesus are going into Gentile homes and relying on the hospitality of people they do not know for their very sustenance. These travelers are not independent, but reliant on others for survival. They're reliant on relationships they build along the way. Shortly after this story, we hear the famous story of the Good Samaritan, where Jesus answers the question, "Who is my neighbor?" In many ways, this story is the other side of the coin. We like to be in the position of giving to those in need. Traditionally, our mission work has been seen as taking something needed to those who do not have. In recent years, mission work has been largely redefined to building relationships through mutual sharing. It's harder on our pride and our sense of independence to go to someone and ask for help than it is to go to someone and give help. In this story, Jesus is telling his followers to go into people's homes and to build relationships through mutual sharing. Sociologist Brené Brown has one of the most popular TED Talks of all time. And her subject is the power of vulnerability. One of the important points Brené Brown makes is that our self-worth is not based on what other people think of us. Our self-worth is not based on what other people think of us. Jesus is making that same point in this story. The important person to please is God. God, through Jesus, sends us out into the world and asks us to be vulnerable. How vulnerable? Like lambs among wolves. That's pretty vulnerable. Remember, many of Jesus' followers were Jews. They had grown up with dietary restrictions. They were used to maintaining a holiness code that kept them separate from things that would make them unclean. They were used to segregating themselves from people that would make them unclean. Jesus was asking them to remove themselves from their places of safety and go into homes that violated their restrictions. Jesus was asking them to go and eat food that was placed in front of them, regardless of their dietary limits. Jesus was asking them to make relationships with people, regardless of their comfort zones. Unlike the Good Samaritan, Jesus was not telling his followers to go help people. He was telling them to go and be reliant on others. Jesus was telling his followers to go and be vulnerable. And what might be the result of that vulnerability? There might be some rejection. Now, this is a key point. Jesus told those who experienced rejection to shake the dust off their feet, probably because the inhospitable would not have offered them water for their feet. Jesus tells them to leave the punishment to God. Jesus tells them that God will take care of the punishment of those who are not hospitable. And in the portion of Scripture that we did not read, he references the Old Testament stories of Sodom and Gomorrah. Those towns were punished severely for their lack of hospitality. It's important to note that God is in the judging business, not us. We can be a witness to wrongs that we believe we have suffered, but it's up to God to judge. And that's good news. We are also judged by God, who is our loving Father. We are also judged by God, who is our loving Savior. The good news is that the opinions of those to whom we are vulnerable are not important. The opinion that is important is God's. It's hard to be vulnerable with people when we're afraid of rejection. The good news is that we have already been accepted by God, and we are called to tell others that they have been accepted as well. Part of the way we demonstrate that acceptance is by willing to be vulnerable. Jesus was telling his followers to go into people's homes and eat what they placed in front of them. This is scary. Scary, vulnerable relationship building. The summer after high school, I sold books door to door in North Carolina and Virginia. My first territory was in an area that did not look prosperous, to say the least. Frankly, I was skeptical, insecure, and afraid when I was told that this was my new territory. Trusting that my sales manager knew what he was doing, I went door to door and was invited into many homes. I was also offered food. I remember on one occasion I was given a bowl of boiled chitlins. All I can say is that I can appreciate what it must have been like for Jesus' followers to be offered something they were not used to eating. Later that same summer, I was assigned to a more affluent neighborhood, one that looked more like one I was from, in Roanoke, Virginia. I was invited in less often. I was fed less often. I built fewer relationships. Somehow it seemed those who had less were less afraid of strangers and were more open to being hospitable. During that summer, I came to appreciate the mutual vulnerability that comes with being invited to people's homes and sitting down together to eat. Relationships are built when fear is put aside and vulnerability is accepted. The message of God's love for us and Jesus' willingness to be vulnerable for us, even to the point of death on a cross. This is best shared through relationships. Relationships are built through eating together. Consider the school lunchroom. Isn't that where we first learn what it means to be accepted or rejected? What would it be like if everyone were invited to the table? What would it be like if the popular kids and the smart kids and the athletic kids and the rebellious kids and the eccentric kids and everyone could sit together and know that God loves them and accepts them for who they are? All are welcome. Did you notice the number 70 in the story? Whenever there's a number in a Bible story, you can be pretty sure that it means something. Scholars have debated the number 70, particularly because an equal number of ancient manuscripts use the number 72. Some translations put both numbers. Either way, they're more sent than just the leaders, the 12 apostles. All the believers were called to be part of the ministry of Jesus. Likewise, all of us are called into ministry. You may have noticed in the bulletin, section says staff. The first entry says ministers, whole congregation. That's why I go by pastor, not minister. Because we're all ministers. We are all ministers called by God. Another possible explanation of the numbers in the story are that the numbers 70 and 72 have been used to represent the number of nations of the world. That references Genesis 10, where they list the nations descended from Noah. The point here, as in all of Luke, is that the mission of the church is to the whole world, not just those with whom we feel safest. Our mission is to those far away, and sometimes even harder, those close by. Finally, note the measure of success of the mission. Jesus says it this way, quote, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." The workers came back with exciting stories of conquest over evil, but Jesus changed their focus. Jesus said the measure of success is that your names are written in heaven. In other words, God's opinion is the one that matters. Ultimately, it does not matter how many persons accept or reject you. God is the ultimate judge. Thanks be to God. Therefore, being faithful to God's command to eat together, we come to the table. Members only table. This is the Lord's table. This is not First Presbyterian Church's table or the Presbyterian Church USA's table. This is the Lord's table, and all who seek Him are welcome here. Let us begin with prayer. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and cup, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the holy body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. In union with your church in heaven and on earth, we pray, O God, that you fulfill your eternal purpose in us and in all the world. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, and we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Great is the mystery of faith. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread, and after blessing it, he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the cup of the new covenant, sealed in my blood." As you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the saving life, death, and resurrection of Jesus until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will the servers please come forward? This is the body of Christ broken for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. Holy One, we have tasted your goodness and savored your bounty. You have quenched our thirst and filled us with good things. We pray that your life and love in us will overflow, filling the earth with your justice, joy, and peace. Now that we have been fed, may we be bread, feeding your hungry children. In Jesus' name, amen. Now please rise as you're able and let us say what we believe using the words of the Nicene Creed printed in your bulletin. What do you believe? We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please remain standing as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 442, Just As I Am. Thank you. There's only one Lord and God, from whom all things come, and for whom we live. Let us offer our lives, our tithes, and our gifts to the Lord. Will the ushers please come forward? Let us pray. We praise and thank you, Lord God, for the majesty of your work, the wisdom of your word, and the generosity of your grace. Let the gifts of our lives bear witness to your goodness and mercy, your faithfulness and justice, and your steadfast love for all. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Rejoicing in God's promise of new creation, let us pray to the Maker of heaven and earth, saying, Holy Triune God. We pray for the church. Make us faithful laborers in your harvest. Provide what we need to do your work and send us out with a message of hope for all. Holy Triune God, we pray for our communities. As we remember and give thanks for the work and vision of our forebears, help us to seek justice and freedom for all. Holy Triune God, we pray for the world. Look with compassion and healing at the pain and brokenness of our world. Cover your creation with mercy and peace. Holy Triune God, we pray for the earth. May our summer vacations be new opportunities to appreciate your creation. Inspire us to take responsibility for the ways our actions affect your earth. Grant us the wisdom to make choices most in line with your purposes. Holy Triune God, we pray for loved ones. Let your healing touch rest upon those who are struggling and suffering this day. Restore their health and strength. Holy Triune God, keep us working and praying for the coming of your holy realm of peace, when we will share abundant life with you through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Above all, we give you thanks, O God, that nothing can separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now please stand as you're able and turn in the Glory to God hymnal to number 542, God Be With You Till We Meet Again. Having heard the word of God to you through the Holy Spirit, I charge you to go out into the world in peace. Be willing to be vulnerable. Build relationships, inviting everyone to the acceptance that comes with recognizing that we are in God's kingdom, where everyone is welcome at the table. Pass the peace of Christ among you as you go. May the peace of Christ be with you. And now may the grace, mercy, peace, and power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. Amen.